we're pleased to welcome a man with a busy schedule this time of the year, Murray State Racer football coach Chris Hatcher. Thanks for coming back to Sounds Good, Coach.
Well, I appreciate you having me on the show today.
I understand you've got one. You've got a camp open this Saturday.
Well, this is a busy time of the year for us. Not only are we getting our final grades in and finishing up recruiting headed into the 2014 season, we also, what I like to say is we provide a service to all the young and up-and-coming players of the area, and it starts this week, this Saturday, starting at 9:30 at Stewart Stadium. We have a 7-on-7 tournament for middle schools, which a lot of people kind of skip over those guys and go straight to the high school. So it's been a good service. We have a dozen or so teams that will be here with their middle school coaches where they can work on preparing themselves for the upcoming season. So we're excited about that. It's a good day. Each team's guaranteed four games with a semifinals and a championship round starting roughly around 3:30, 4 o'clock. So hopefully we'll have good weather, won't be too hot for the youngsters, and they'll get an opportunity to hone their skills, which will help them have a better season next year.
Is sign-up going through the schools on that one?
Well, that one's filled up. I mean,
that one's
kind of a done deal. Most of the that goes through the schools. Most of the schools pay for that themselves.
Developmentally, do you see students that you've had in camp at the seventh grade level come into the program later on?
Well, I haven't been here long enough to see the youngsters fully mature and get to be seniors. But at other schools that I've been at, throughout the course of camps, we've had guys that started when they were in the ninth grade, and sure enough, when they were seniors, they were guys that we recruited. And when I coached at the University of Kentucky, we had a big quarterback school just like we do here. And that year we ended up having eight guys the last season in 97, eight guys out of that quarterback camp that went on and signed with Division I schools, either in the SEC or the Big Ten. So, it's good work for those guys. It's a good opportunity to our players work it. It helps them. And then it supplements some of our coaches' salaries during the summertime.
What happens after this Saturday's camp? What's the rest of the schedule like?
This one's just a little bit of a different camp. It's more like a tournament that people register for. But we'll take a couple weeks off, and after Memorial Day week's up, we come back June the 9th through the 11th. We have what we call our Future Racer Camp, and that's ages 5 to 13. One thing about football camps is it's hard to simulate football without putting all the pads on. I always give Coach Brohm a hard time. Basketball camp's the most fun camp to go to because you're inside. It's air conditioned. There's a lot of games, different things you can play. So we try to make it as fun as possible. I mean, every kids that come to this camp usually come back year in and year out. It's a lot of fun, but we just teach the basics. We play a lot of games. We have a lot of fun, do a lot of motivational stuff. What I found, age group like that, they have more fun walking over to the dining hall and eating like the regular college students do. So that's always a treat for those youngsters. But again, that's June 9th through the 11th. And all these camps, you can go to goracers.com, find out the dates and how to register for those online. And then June 11th through 13th, we have our quarterback school, which is a must for a person who wants to be a championship-style quarterback. That's always been a good camp. That's probably one of our largest camps of the year. Used to, when we started it, it was a lot of upperclassmen that came to it. And then recently, we've had a lot of middle school, freshman, sophomore-type players come because it just breaks down the fundamentals of a very important position, and that is the quarterback position.
Would you do me the favor of just hitting the high spots of what are the elements to being a good quarterback that you teach?
Well, the first thing is you got to have the athletic ability to do it. There's a lot of people out there that they want to be quarterbacks, but they just don't have the athletic ability. So you got to have some athletic skills. But the big thing is that you're a good leader and you're willing to work hard. And if you have that attitude with some athletic ability, with the drills and the techniques we teach during this camp, it can really elevate your play. any camp you go to, you're only there a couple days. And I tell all of our campers each and every year that they must take the drills that we teach them and take them home with them and continue to practice, continue to hone their skills if they ever want to reach a championship level of play.
How much do you charge for these experiences?
Well, the junior future racer camp, that's $80, and that's a 3-day camp. And then the quarterback school is a $300 fee for that camp. And then the final camp is what we call our prospect camp, and it's a 1-day camp. And that's pretty much what most universities are going to nowadays, and that's mainly juniors and seniors that come to those camps to be for us to evaluate them and for them to evaluate us as they're trying to decide on which college they're going to choose to go play ball next year. And that's a $40 charge, but you know, we usually have close to 200 people show up for that camp.
I was going to say nerves must run a little high during that day.
Well, it's a big day for the campers. I mean, it's we do some instruction during that camp. The NCAA mandates that, but everybody knows that is a an opportunity to come in and showcase your skills, and it's good for us. The past couple of years, we found one or two players out of the camp that we've ended up offering scholarships to and recruiting pretty hard. So it's a big day for us. It's a big day for all the youngsters of the area that come out for that particular day.
Coach, it's great to have you here. Tracy, do you have questions to jump in with?
Well, we were talking off air just in general about the season coming up, and I'd ask you if there were any favorites coming into this season in the OVC.
Well, we hope that at the end of the year we're the team that's holding the crown high, but you probably got to go with Jacksonville State year in and year out. Their recruiting area down in Alabama is just phenomenal. I mean, that's probably one of our main areas that we recruit. Last season they had a great year. They do have a new coach, but he was on the staff last season. So I would suspect that they'll be preseason number one, and then but you never know. You never know. Last year was the first time we had beaten them in 10 years for Murray State, so that was a big win for us, beat them in overtime at their place. So maybe we can get a little bit of the same magic to start off our conference slate this season.
I know May 13th, it's early, but on this day right now, what's the aspect of the team you feel the best about, and then the part of the team you think is going to have to work really hard over the summer?
Well, it's twofold. The first part is that we're very athletic, and probably the most athletic team we've had since I've been here. But with that, all that athleticism is very young. A lot of the guys have not ever suited up in a college game. So, they get there in a hurry. They can jump high. They got great range. The problem is they don't know how to use it yet. So that was our big targeting point during spring ball. And again, we'll have to carry that over into fall camp. But again, we're optimistic. I tell everybody, if you're not optimistic this time of the year, you never will be. We're undefeated. So hopefully we'll have a good summer, a good camp. But the biggest thing always is depth. We just we don't have a lot of depth, so we got to stay healthy and have a little bit of luck. I shouldn't say a little bit. We need a lot of luck on our side.
Thanks for being with us today.
Well, I appreciate you having me, and hopefully this will get us a few more campers through this summer season. Y'all have a great day. Thanks for having me on the show.